Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Paul, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, we've been hearing for some weeks about a shortage of teachers across the country as schools prepare to reopen after the summer break. Now, one Dublin principal says that they've been forced to drop a subject in their school. Our reporter, Una Kelly, has been looking at this, and Una joins me. Now, this teacher shortage has been ongoing for the past few years, really, Una, at this stage.
It has, Cormac. We've heard about it this time of year, every year for the past few years. And earlier this week, we heard from the Teachers Union ASTI, who say this year is as bad as ever. They had results from a survey showing 82% of schools had no applications for vacant posts in the past school year. And that union is warning that schools are under enormous strain and many may be, in their words, barely able to cope when they reopen shortly. So I was speaking to some principals about the difficulties they've had in recruitment, and it turns out some schools are now having to drop certain subjects. St Vincent Secondary School in Glasnevin had a €1 million extension to the school in 2017, and it includes a really well-equipped woodwork classroom, but this year it will lie empty. Now, I was in there earlier today talking to the principal, Maura Quinn. She says they couldn't find a teacher for woodwork for this year, so they've been forced to drop it for the time being. Maura Quinn told me a good school is a school that offers choice, and that choice is being squeezed.
We were in a situation where we couldn't find a woodwork teacher last year, and that was really challenging because we had our Leaving Cert students who had were doing the subject for 5 years and then found themselves in the Leaving Cert year with no teacher. Now, we reached out, you know, through every possible avenue we could find. I linked in with the principal network, and we were able to find a teacher who was actually from another school who was able to come over and deliver the woodwork curriculum. But that was after school, that was between 4 and 6. And that's quite a, you know, it's a long day for our students, and it's unfair, to be honest. But we were able to get through it that way. We put out the ad then in April and May looking for a woodwork teacher, and we received 0 applications. So unfortunately, we made a decision that we were just not going to put it on this year, and we were going to repurpose the space. We were going to take out all this expensive equipment and put it into storage, and with the hope that 2 to 3 year time frame we will be able to reintroduce it again.
What's behind the shortage, do you think? Why are you not getting applications?
I think it's multifaceted, one of them being that there's actually nowhere to train as a woodwork teacher anywhere east of the Shannon. There's only 2 places that you can train, and that's in Mayo and in Limerick. And also, there isn't any flexibility when it comes to this particular subject. So in some subjects, you can cross over. But if you're a qualified maybe English teacher and you have an interest in woodwork, you can't take up that subject. You have to go to Limerick, you have to go to Mayo for the 4 years. Equally, you could be an apprentice who's, you know, gone through, or you could be a qualified carpenter, should I say, you've gone through that apprenticeship model. If you want to become a teacher, you have to go back to scratch again. So we need to look at different ways of being flexible and getting more people to upskill in those areas. And we need to look at where geographically we are training our staff or our teachers. So that definitely needs a closer look.
And the woodwork teachers that you previously would have had, why did they leave Dublin?
Well, they were all West Coast originally, West Coast based. So they were moving up. It was, the cost of living was just too expensive, to be honest, and many of them were looking to go home. None of them were from Dublin or from the East Coast originally. So I suppose if a position came up closer to home, they were taking it. But in some cases, they were commuting for over 2 hours every day, and that's just not sustainable going forward.
And across the board, what is it like when you're talking to other principals in terms of finding the right staff for schools this year?
You only need to go online and look at the advertisements that are out there. I mean, at the moment, there's a huge amount of jobs that are being advertised. There's, I think, 15 schools looking for woodwork teachers. We're not reflected in that number because we've decided not to basically get out of the race because it's not working. There's 22 schools looking for home economics teachers, for example. So it's incredibly challenging across the board. Some subjects are easier to find teachers in, for sure. And I think it's well worth maybe doing an audit of that, because I think sometimes when we're talking about teacher shortage and we say, oh, well, there's X amount of new teachers coming into the system. Well, what are they teaching? Because at secondary school, it's not about just having a teacher. You need the subject specific teacher. You cannot run a school with 40 English teachers, 40 geography teachers. You need those specialist subjects.
If you're a school trying to hire at the moment, let me know to 51551 which subjects in particular you find difficult to recruit in terms of teachers. Maura Quinn from St. Vincent's in Glasnevin, they're talking about the situation in secondary schools. What is the situation like, I wonder, in primary schools, Una?
Also difficult, Cormac, with teacher shortages and principals struggling to recruit the teachers that they need. And that, of course, impacts on the school staff who are left to plug those gaps. I was talking to a teacher about this, Sarah Morris. She was teaching children with special education needs in fifth and sixth class in a school in Dublin. Now, I'd first met her at a teachers' union conference in April, where she told me she would probably go teach in Canada. And now she's done just that. I spoke to her from Quebec.
I think we hear a lot about the teacher shortage and teacher supply crisis, but I don't think people necessarily realise what that means for the teachers who are in classrooms every day and in schools. There are a lot of underqualified people in our schools at the moment trying to fill gaps because the teachers simply aren't there. It means more work for the teachers who are in the schools. Same amount of work needs to be done, whether there's three teachers or four teachers, or it means less support for the students. I mean, special ed in particular is an area that has really suffered due to the teacher shortage. If there's nobody to teach the class, the special ed teacher must be pulled and put into the class, because obviously you can't leave the class with no teacher all day. But that means the kids who should be getting a little bit of extra support are not getting that support.
What has led to the teacher shortage, Sarah?
Honestly, it's hard to pinpoint one specific reason. I do think many teachers are moving abroad. I think part of that is due to, you know, young people wanting to travel before they settle down. I don't think that's exclusive to teaching. But I think teachers are seeing that systems abroad are better resourced. They're better funded. There's more supports there. And I think that's really enticing for teachers to move to.
And does high rent in Dublin, Cork, high cost of living contribute to that as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I moved over here. I found a lovely apartment to live in, to rent, that's 10 minutes from my new school. And that takes so much pressure off. Whereas in Dublin, I could be traveling for 2 hours with traffic and not get to school on time in the morning. Schools in Dublin are really struggling. I mean, I know a concern for many principals at the moment is that they have, you know, offered their jobs to teachers. Teachers have accepted, but it could come time in the end of August where these teachers have not found somewhere to live and therefore can't take up the job, and the principals are left in a really difficult position where they thought they had teachers and now they don't.
Are you planning on coming back?
I don't know. I'm going to see how my time goes here. If it goes well, I will be very tempted to stay.
That was Sarah Morris there, who was teaching in Dublin but is now about to begin teaching in Quebec in Canada. And whatever the various reasons are behind the teachers' shortage, the stress of the situation when you talk to people in education is obvious for principals, for teachers, for parents, and of course for pupils. Jack McGinn is the president of the Irish Second Level Students' Union. He told me what his main concerns are.
The effect on students can be seen every day, and particularly one that has been highlighted to us is, as the most dire, is schools are being forced in some instances to reassign special educational needs teachers to cover mainstream classes. And as you can see, this strips vital resources from one of the most vulnerable students. In addition to that as well, we are seeing larger class sizes, reduced subject choice, and some classes are not being covered by qualified individuals when their teachers might be absent due to illness and other reasons, leading students to experience significant loss of learning time. One case we had highlighted to us last year was, it was a six-year leaving certificate group and they had an accounting class and their teacher fell ill and, as in any profession, had to take 2 months of leave at around the Christmas time. The school could not find another qualified business teacher to cover that class, so they just had a free study class for those 2 months, meaning the students weren't learning any new content, weren't revising for their classes during sixth year. And as I'm sure you can see from that, it's a huge impact on students, not only in the examining years of third and sixth year, but also revising the content throughout, you know, first, second, fourth and fifth year. And the course is already quite compact. So losing valuable weeks, and in some cases months, it's a dire effect on students.
And that's Jack McGinn, president of the Irish Second Level Students Union, finishing that report by Una Kelly, and him describing the impact the teacher shortage is having on students. By text to 51551, the listener says, my son's school has dropped engineering for senior cycle because they've had a lot of difficulties retaining and recruiting teachers. Despite job shortage in engineering, students can't study it, says his sister. My son loves it and did it for junior cycle, but now can't continue it for senior cycle, which is an obvious problem being highlighted. Another listener says, why does nobody highlight the fact that most jobs advertised are only temporary and it can take up to 10 years to get a permanent teaching job in Ireland? Which is a very, very good point, listener. In fairness, it has been highlighted, even on this programme actually this week, but it's a fair point, well made. You can make more of them to 51551.